Hey, I'm back. Yeah, it's great to feel you again, all. Thank you so much for receiving me. My great love to you. So much to talk about. It's weird. Santa Claus has a hit out on him. It's pretty weird. Anyway, today we're at PRQ Homesteading. Thank you so much. Please look at the dashboard. See the templates there. Have some updates coming to those templates soon. But getting a lot of wins out of the world, out of our North America. Can't wait to keep pushing along here. A lot of changes coming our way here. So I hope you understand how powerful you are in your intentions. It's amazing to see us all get organized. Certainly watching what common law should be and our rights and privileges that have been taken away from us are just, we just do it. You don't have to ask permission. And I'm so proud to get to participate with you. Today we're going to have, we'll do homesteading first. We'll do timelines second hour and then take a break. Third hour, we'll do in third and fourth hour, we'll do Inspired with Q. Mermaid's going to be joining us, and she has several topics with the assumption that Sunshine will be interviewing me. That would be my greatest desire. If she'd like to join us today, really helps see other perspectives for me when I get to see where and how everyone interacts in their society and how we have opportunities. The topics Mermaid wants to bring forward is the moon and its relationship with the light. The sun is obviously the light, so forth. Spinning our blood in a centrifuge, a lot of the metrics around it, how it works, and how it works with anti-aging and so forth, or stability in your body. Fortitude, how it's worked through repetitive times that I've been removed from a body. And so all the times that I've been destroyed actually creates more fortitude. That's why we get stronger and stronger as we go through the reincarnation phase. Cloning and showing you where those advertisements are. She wanted to get a better understanding of that if we have time. And the true agenda around med beds, technology, how it relates to the Egyptian times and many other times. And you're just living in history repeats itself again, whether it's Atlantean or Egyptian now or Roman, you're just doing it all over again. The Canadian civilization, we might get to that. She wants to talk about that. And memory from a spirit soul's perspective. And then, of course, why do I need to leave paradise is the other thing she wants to talk about. Anyway, we'll have her on for a couple hours, looks like, and with great respect and appreciation, hopefully I'll have Sunshine with us to help us interview. Thank you again for joining me today. So homesteading, again, is extremely, extremely valuable. That's why I really wanted to do this hour, getting people up to speed on being brave and courageous, because you actually don't. Those are actually the regs that we endorsed many, many years ago. But why it has a relationship with your spirit is when I went and tested what it was like to be in chaos, participating with so many people who are in chaos, was in the industry, when I would go into large corporations and advance opportunities, or what I thought were opportunities of normal business, large industrial scale projects, being a good trooper for the corporations. And then I stepped out of society then went back into that life again, stepped out and out of testing how the spirit reacts to chaos and all the individuals that you didn't necessarily choose to want to participate with, but you did because, well, you have a job. And some of the people at the job site, the cubicle next to you, aren't necessarily the people you want to hang out with. And so I'd go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and just recognized that if you paid me all this money, I was just going to give it away. I was just going to throw it away anyway, because I understood the revolutions of energetics when you give that synergy, if you like. Those energetics were just made on a decision from my heart. So walking down the road, a legitimate homeless person, giving them $1,000 right there, it has a chance to change their life. And I did it because I really cared, or healing somebody and so forth. Anyway, I started recognizing the patterns of making decisions with my heart instead of my mind. And obviously I had a lot of help getting the implants out of me and so forth. But what I could standardize how our loving nature about us, if it can get some stability, i.e. the homestead, that dimensional reality doesn't exist anymore unless I invite it in. So if I can just sit somewhere in peace, was a lot easier, as I've said many times, is a lot easier than going out and trying to make peace and then inviting everybody in when you want them. A special thanks to the PRQ team this week as well. We are traveling this last couple weeks, and it really helps us get to you and see what you're up to and teach us what you experience. So please keep watching for the people.space and special opportunity with the PRQ people. When we look at the demand from you all, which we love endlessly, we see an opportunity now to do another show that and or webpage and or email address. We're not sure which way we'll go yet, but we'll have the distribution process can look like this from us. This is one concept we're playing with right now. That's not a concept. And you may start seeing webpages that start up that say need and have type topics. So we are exploring, if you have a need that comes through the portal here or through the email, assumed email address or phone call, you would now tell us what your need is, and we'll do our best to find the resource and distribute it to you. So we like that better than giving you money, because it has more intention and more deliverables that support the spirit. So as an example, I want to build a school, a lumber package would show up as an example. I want birthing pools. We would facilitate the birthing pools being built, things like that. For us, it feels better, and it feels like we're part of it without getting too overextended in servicing everybody. So that is the one item we're working on now, and we are spread out now and listening to a lot of people that have come in with their subscriptions, prescriptions, and now we get to listen to them and understand the needs assessment and truly be some way in which you dictate us a consultant for resources. So look for that in the future. Anyway, back to homesteading and why it's so valuable and as it relates to our spirit. So if I have shelter, as I've said many times, and I have food and I have water, the spirit doesn't really care about the body per se. It's experiencing the body, but it's the spirit is always in perfect peace. And the human brain is the only thing that takes it out of perfect peace and or get it to participate in duality. So, again, testing and prodding and exploring myself here when I had to survive with a paycheck and rent and a mortgage, whatever, versus not having an electric bill, a water bill, a mailbox, and a mortgage, and in a location you're happy in, your decision-making process from your light gets easier and easier and easier to dissolve many of those topics. Not to say that there's not opportunities in going to work to build a bridge. Forgive the repetitiveness, we've just got a lot of new listeners these days. But if I can sustain life without timelines and time continuums, one of the best tools I have found is freedom on your own piece of property, where you don't have to leave just because there's another bill due, there's another reaction. And so that's why we're doing this. And I'm seeing so many people now gravitating towards this methodology of reinstating their God-given right to, no such thing as God, you are God, obviously, but to give you all that stability back, your ascension cycle, that process is going to get cleaner and cleaner and cleaner, would be my assessment of this type of human today. With that, I'll start doing some calls. I'll wait for oh, no, it's already populated. Very good. Let's do some phone calls. So what's incredible about phone calls for me is you get to see in real time the advances people are appreciating. And then, of course, we have a solid line now. We have 5 hours of talking to people now if we choose. So now what if we grow several days of this? What if we have the radio go on 7 days a week? So now we can actually get organized. We can actually collaborate right now. And as many police officers told me, the radio is a lot faster than the car. So I hope you guys are with me on this. And we're getting some work done here, and it's really exciting all over the world, all over the world. All right, Christine from Nevada with an update. Nevada, Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Q.
Thanks for calling in. I'm just intrigued. I'm just intrigued at your due diligence, your tenacity. Please tell us.
Okay, I went to Park County, I guess 2 weeks ago on a Monday, and tried to record the declaration of acceptance and acceptance of deed. Why did I do both? It's because I previously already recorded the acceptance of deed and they did it for me. However, this time I just corrected it, just the description. And this time they said they would not record it along with the declaration of forever benefits. And I asked them for a letter. So they did give me a denial letter, and they said that it would be reviewed up to 48 hours, and somebody will call me to let me know if I can record it or not. So I went home, and then the following day at 5:23, they called me, and they said that I was denied. And they just said it's just not something that they typically record and that they would send me a letter. However, I still have not received a letter. I haven't checked the mail today, but I still haven't received a letter of denial. And they said that I would have to take that document to the justice court. And basically, if the court tells me that I can record it, then I could take it back to the county with the document. And then they will record it. Otherwise, yeah, they basically just told me to take it out with the court.
Okay, very good. Okay, so Clark County, who are you dealing with there? What level?
It's the county recorder's office. And everything's
okay,
all in that.
Is it just a clerk?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Now, does the clerk go behind the scenes and ask permission to do this, or is this individual the only one making the decisions?
No, they went to their higher ups to ask. And
who is that? Who is that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess his okay. manager on the floor at the time. And then I had also mentioned to him that I had already recorded the notice acceptance of deed previously. And even though I told them that, they still said that it had to be reviewed by their department.
Yeah, it's already been recorded, so it's already recorded.
They didn't record my declaration of forever benefits of the land patent. They refused to record that one.
No problem. Okay, so can you define justice court? What are they referring you to? Is this their definition for their county court?
Yes. We have justice court, municipal court, and district court, but they referred me to justice.
Okay, but that's Clark County's court system, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get a phone call into you. Your phone number is in my database, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Someone might beat me to cleaning this up, but the recording office of Clark County cannot tell you what you can or cannot record in relationship to federal laws. All right. So it's just about getting savvy about positioning yourself with the assessor's office, recording office, and in most cases, their attorneys. So if we need to, we'll go give a quick call to the Attorney General of Nevada and clean it up real quick. So I wouldn't worry too much. Remember, you're educating the assessor and the recording office what they are and what they're not. And I'm sorry that you're going through a little exercise here, but you just proved that you recorded something with the same model. The forever benefits doesn't recite any. Notice the language is almost identical.
Yes.
So you've already given yourself federal title. Now you're just giving yourself the forever benefits, removing yourself from their system.
So I did mention it to the clerk that, from my understanding, that they were just supposed to record, and he still said no, that it would have to go through the review department. So at this point, I just
don't worry. This is the stuff the PRQ team really likes because we really like these ones. Okay, so you said yes yesterday. Today it's no. Okay. Don't count on that letter showing up either.
Okay.
So if they do write a letter to you, they will the attorney will go, we're gonna lose our jobs and get sued and break the law and commit fraud. Okay, so that's fraud right there.
So should I go to the county and ask for the letter since they haven't mailed it to me?
I would love to see that. If they do write it, I'll surprise. Now, the original recording you had, you have it date stamped and their barcode system, et cetera. Is that correct?
Yes. And when they record the document, they basically give you an instrument number. But I think they slipped it in because I recorded it with the quitclaim deed. So perhaps they overlooked it. But they did record it, and I have the instrument number.
Okay. Make sure you got a lot of copies of that baby, because we have seen recordings disappear overnight sometimes.
Okay, got it.
So you got a copy, you got it time stamped and all that, and their little barcode system. That's golden for you. So anyway, I'll get a call out to you soon, and we might have someone close to you in the next week or two that might help you out if you're open to that.
Oh, absolutely. And so I guess I should just wait before I serve them the no trespassing sign. I should be receiving those signs today from NARLO.
Okay, good. I'm glad that's successful. I really want them. They're a very good group, and you know they've had a lot of attention on them. So you know I'll support them anytime I can. They've got a lot of wins. All right. Any other questions for me?
No. I guess I will just wait for your team to call and go from there. Thank you so much, Hugh.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you. All right, BBS, we're going to go to John from Canada. Update on homesteading documents. John from Canada.
Hello, Q. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I always look forward to hearing you. I love your due diligence. You're a grinder, man.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you, we all missed you a lot last weekend, Q. And
Sorry about that. I have to be deceptive sometimes. When I leave to run around a little bit, I have to be aloof a little while longer, not much longer.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, we all look forward to being together someday for sure. Q, I was calling in about mainly about the homesteading documents for the Carey's Group, and we had sent them in to you again, and sent them to four different addresses, one of them being the BBS, one Kristen. We're just wondering if you received them.
I received all of them, and as well, I want to thank everyone for all the donations this last week and prescriptions and subscriptions. Received all of them. With you guys, I need a little more clarification. Where is the value of me being involved?
I think it's a little different with each state. I don't know all the details there. I can't recall them right now. I did read through them. With myself, for example, in Canada, it's the legal jargon in the case laws, the examples there don't quite mold with us very well. Now, I have a lawyer here that read through them. He really doesn't understand them, but he said he's willing to notarize any document that I could draft up so that I could carry on with my claiming, you know, my forever benefit. We've got lots of questions, but I don't know if you can give us more time that way or if you want to go down through case by case as we call in or...
Yeah, so I just want to be careful of our time management is my first opinion because there's such a large group there. I feel like the attrition of communications that we utilize week in, week out on these calls gets you a little more stability and or faith in yourself to administrate many of these things. Do you see where I could bring value if I got closer to you guys?
Absolutely. And with my particular situation, I don't know if you have anyone you can suggest, a paralegal or anything like that in Canada that would help us along the way, guide me a little. But I guess we're open to any more advice you can give us that way.
Yeah, let me give you a couple updates in Canada. So we have several mountain ranges, national parks in British Columbia, Vancouver Island, that you can't access currently. And now I know what's underneath those mountains, and I know who's doing what and where. But when I see entire national parks shut down from the public, that gets me really excited. And when you talk to your attorney, could you make him aware that's one of our initiatives that take precedent in some cases with time management? Because because we're seeing it all over Canada now. There's places you can't access anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really they're really tightening the screws here. So, I understand your needs. I listen and feel you every time you call in and every time otherwise. Yet I really hold us accountable for our individual desires and inspiration that you can probably do a lot of this legwork on your own. I do want to be involved with you day in and day out. I just look for the 1,000-foot level instead of the 5-foot level. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Could I run one more thing by you about my particular land grant?
Please.
It was originally issued in Nova Scotia, and it was under land grant number 77. When it was reissued in New Brunswick, all they simply did was add their name, that province, on the document. They issued it as document number 17, grant number 17. Does it matter which number I quote there, or be the later one, or would it matter at all, or is that just trickery they're doing?
As soon as they change the nomenclature, that's when they get more capability. So you want to recite the original nomenclature and adjoin it to the current one, yet using the legacy backbone of the nomenclature. So your lawyer should be able to help you with that. And that is, this is what we're saying it is, where it is, and the geography and latitude, longitude, and so forth is what assigns it. Nomenclature and giving title, Jim's Wild Beach Vacation House, doesn't count. The orientation of where the property is does. So you can call it Lot 5700, but it's really the geography description is what holds it true.
Okay, gotcha. So I have both land grants that were Nova Scotia's original land grant and New Brunswick's land grant, and they were both certified in both provinces. I have the original draft copy of this land grant as well as all of the surveyors' maps and drafts, and I was able to get them all certified in both New Brunswick and in Nova Scotia. So I've got lots of documentation that's certified.
Yeah, let's see. We have one. So I have one in my possession in Red Deer, so I'm thinking about doing that one on my own. It recites pretty much the same way you're calling it. So today, the same geography changed its nomenclature. So I would record it with the legacy nomenclature because that's how you all did your homesteading. So for me, the argument is really recording what I claim is my forever benefits.
Right.
Not what someone has done in succession for the last 150 years, whatever the number is there.
Right.
That's how I would do it. And when you do it, it's okay if we get if we're not successful, now we can retract and do it again and again and again and again. We'll get it right. I wouldn't be scared about we don't want fear in this process. We want to be confident. I was given land, man. And this is what we're doing. And you guys have changed the rules on us, but the legacy rules, the legacy tools haven't gone away. So who's right?
Mm-hmm. And both grants as well as...
We're not going to go to a courtroom that's run by you that didn't deliberate about this for the next 20 years. No, it's already done. We're not going to court world. All the courts are flawed anyway. So, the courts are designed and engineered for this day of you complaining that this isn't right. They're all designed that way. So the public courts that are occurring in America are getting stronger and stronger. So I can tell you, Joe and Jill Biden were definitely served 20 years prison sentences, but it's in a public court. And they didn't show up for the court, of course. So that's going to get more common here in the future. So history is repeating itself. The Atlantean times, the Egyptian times, the Roman times. You're doing it all over again. Everyone's going to go see this massive chaos when they wake up and say, man, I've been duped. Let's make this right. We're going to have a court that's in a courtyard pretty quick here, and that's even wilder story. But you're doing it all over again. Can I have my land back? Look at all the land barons in Europe over the years, and nothing's changed here since Egyptian times, Atlantean times. Someone's always trying to stop us from owning our own land. Thank you for your call. I am watching you guys a lot, okay? But there's a lot of things you can do without me. And then I can be of better help, is my opinion right now. All right, BBS, moving on here. Got some dead air there. Moving on. Thank you for the call. So Ken is very dear to me because Australia and Canada are very similar with the monarchy that duped us, many places around the country. The goal in Canada was to have a very large geography with little population. So you got a lot of resources. You got interesting environment there. Obviously, not everyone wants to live on the tundra and so forth. So you can hide a lot of resources up there, and you can steal a lot of resources and not let the public know about it. Well, more importantly, for both Australia and Canada, is now I can control the population and I control their thought process. Has anybody ever met an angry Canadian, an angry Australian? For the most part, they had it good for a lot of years, is what was being sold to them. And now, only now do they realize, let's say two generations ago, realize maybe there's a bigger story here. It's easier to shoot up a smaller population when a bigger geography because you're spread out and you can't get organized. All right, moving on, BBS Radio. Thank you. Mike from New York on line, I guess that's line four. What if we are not inspired for any property or homesteading? I like this. Mike, please tell me.
Thank you, Mike
from New York. Thanks.
Thank you
for calling. So it's great.
Yeah, I'm in possession of property, and I'm not inspired to stay here. I'd like to go somewhere else, but I don't know where. So now what? What do I do?
I'd flip a coin, huh?
I mean, I'd love to go to the mountains and just, you know, plant a stake, but trying to live there on my own for 90 days before I can claim it's mine is a little tough.
We have a great question. It's valid, too. Especially because we've been in compartments, in my opinion, in the Western world. We've been in compartments so long. I was born and raised here, and that's where mom and dad live, and that's where my brother and sister live. It's that, you know, the game. So we get a lot of karma out of stability of relationships and geography. That's my hometown. Home is where the heart is. All of those indoctrination systems are pretty common for most people, I would say. PRQ team member, strong member, is in the same boat as you. This person's solution is traveling. I need to find what's out there. And so they just grab an RV and start turning over rocks. What really, and traveling out of the country, traveling in the country, just what's really locking me down? And with great opportunities, given resources, given real estate on the water, it's just always a five for this individual. It's not a 10. So for me, I did the same thing. I traveled all over, get out for decades. Nothing's really changed for me. I've always been traveling thousands and thousands of years. Is a really good solution for seeing what stimulates you. Get out of your rut. Does that help?
No, because now it becomes a question of money. Like, how can I afford to do that?
Tell me how you cannot afford to do that.
Well, I can go down to the RV center and ask for an RV, but they're not going to give me the keys.
What if you just
jump on a plane?
You want to just start walking? What if you start walking?
Yeah, I tried that. I've been to, you know, I traveled to a remote island, and it was horrible. I mean, it was really bad. Trying to live there. It's not easy.
So you want to live there. You want to live there. Okay. Cross that one off the list. Where else do you want to live?
Somewhere in the mountains.
Then why aren't you there?
Because it's winter and I need stuff to, like, survive.
Okay. So you're surviving now, aren't you?
Right, but I'm not in the mountains.
I would go to the mountains and survive there.
Okay. I'll see what I can manifest.
If you've got some more rules to yourself, I'm happy to hear them, but I'd suggest you go to the mountains if that's where you want to go. Thank you for your call. It's an outstanding call and very common. BBS Radio, I'm going to move on to the one and only, Aloha from California, homesteading apartments and condo buildings. Aloha, are you floating around out there?
Aloha, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Are you back in the hood? Are you back in the hood?
You know where I am, don't you? Where do you think I am?
I know exactly where you're at. I'm going to get close to you here probably next month too. It's going to be funny. We're going to have to Mermaid wants to meet you. So
that's right.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
I'll be here waiting for you. If you're coming here, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the next mountain range over from you, all right? So you know where that is.
All right, I'll be there. Didn't I see you there 2 weeks ago?
Maybe. I can't give out that information.
It's okay.
Never know. What are you working on?
Well, of course, it's so wonderful to be on the Q train with you and everyone here that loves feeling and hearing all that you shower us with, and being with Ra and Sunshine and Asha, too. So I am, you know, it's really, truly heartwarming listening live all day and to hear the conversations evolve. And it's quite an experience participating in this process in both one of the non-BLM 13 colony states on the East Coast and a BLM state on the West Coast. So I have a few patents out here where I am on the West Coast, and I did go where you suggested that I go, and I was dazed and almost in tears being overserved in every way by the incredibly kind professionals there. I have to tell you.
Thank you so much. It's just a work of great return. It just never gets old. So when I hear opportunities from you all, I just consider you and me the same people. And so it's just like a work. It doesn't feel like work. It just feels like we have to do some of these items that, you know, we're just getting more efficient from our energetics, would be my opinion.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. So should I tell you why I called, other than just to be around, be with everyone and you?
You can say whatever you want. I'll listen to you all day.
Okay, I have a question. So I have a couple of patents here, and I've been there a couple of times, and it's a long drive, but I don't mind. And so the question is, in a building, say a condo building or an apartment building, I guess I would ask you about an apartment building. So what happens to the person who has the deed? When I do this, what happens to them?
It's a fascinating topic for us, is if I'm going to go ahead and homestead the land that I am possessing, nothing needs to happen to anybody except you would have the highest form of title. So if you record it, it has a parcel number at your county, state level. If and when that person went to sell the condominium system, so most condos you have an HOA and you guys all vote on the new roof and et cetera, et cetera. Whereas apartments, one guy owns it, a corporation, LLC, whatever it is. If you, let's split them in half. Let's do the apartment building. You would now cloud the title of that apartment building. So they could never, ever sell the property until you gave them permission, or they would attempt to sue you because you clouded their title, but they would have to do it in a federal court, in which the odds of winning, that I have yet to find a homestead that was filed correctly, keyword there, ever be overturned in a federal court. I've seen the counties do it all day long, but they're not, that's not the highest form of title representation in the legal system. Those are mercantile courts. Okay, so on the condo side, you now clouded everyone's title of the condo system there. So if you have 100 condominiums, you clouded everyone's title there. Not to say you would want to do that. You just have the highest form of title, in which you have forever benefits, no taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So it's tricky, and we want a couple of these. I've yet to get one locked down. The gentleman in New York I was counting on, I'm not sure if he's done yet, but I wanted to do a high-rise out there and then give everybody in the condo or apartment system their title as well. So it's not that you're clouding the title. My suggestion is, when someone gets a little pissy with you, you go, well, why don't you record title too? Why don't you just do the same thing I'm going to do? You and I know that you're not going to take people's land away from them. I know you too well. You want to facilitate improvement measures and happiness and peace. So that's not the real topic here. I wouldn't concern yourself what happens to these people. You're now an educator, aren't you?
Yes. So I thought that with a condo building, I'd just be giving, there might be some unoccupied units that might be owned by some financial institution that I could relieve them of that and not really have a problem with them. The families that live in the units, they all get their allodial title, right?
Yep, but they have to file just like you.
See, so I got that. And so the apartment building, I really was kind of a little bit interested in a condo building, because I know that everybody who's who already lives there, they can go and do that. And so you've answered that question. That question. So I have two.
You could do it. What I'm doing my best to say is you could do it both ways. Everyone in the condo building loves Aloha. And then when they come to foreclose on all of them, they could use your tools. You don't have higher. So if a bank wanted to foreclose on a condo owner upstairs, as an example, they'd say, well, you don't have highest form of title. They'd still have to defend themselves with who does have the highest form of title. So they either get the highest form of title, or they represent you with the highest form of title. You could do it both ways.
Okay. I'm more inclined for a condo building than an apartment building.
It's a little easier, for sure. The apartment building, you're going to take on the asset owner, and, you know, they're geared up to... Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. And so, let's see. I had a couple questions for you. I want to have my own land, of mm-hmm. course, somewhere that, like the previous callers, they're still looking for that. But of course, I don't want to be there by myself, right? You know, I love my family and I love my friends, and I want a twin flame to engage with too. So, you know, I you know, you're going to have a show for us on that, right? Because after we all get on our properties, we all want to be there with somebody, right?
You're totally hooking me up. You're like, you're totally nailing me right now. I know that. I know you're
nailing
me.
What?
I love this. You're just totally nailing me.
Am I telling what I'm saying true or what?
And guess what? They both find themselves.
All right. Okay.
You can't find one without the other. You can't find one without the other.
Okay. Okay, that's a good answer. I'll take that answer. I have one more question.
Go for it.
All right, tell me about the houses in the Elbow Lane area. Tell me about them.
So first of all, you have a legacy there prior to this body you're in that has nothing to do with the way the area looks today. So the tenure that you had there, that's why you keep coming back and forth, back and forth. You're like, so it's like a magnet. And so when we create a natural vortex on a planet, so we're combining our energies with a vortex on the planet, doing my best to explain it. We create a signature card for us that like pulls us back and forth, back. And when we just, again, experimenting with the vortex that we've created, Ra and I, throughout the world, there's just some that just will not let go of us. So that would be my explanation.
So I've been there before. I have to always go through that area. I can't help it.
Just because you can't remember it, whether it was the battles or the subsistence or the peace, the heaven, you got to remember how old we are. You know, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years of, I mean, you couldn't even put a number to it. So when you lock down an area and have the incredible access to your heart that you do, the mind may not remember it, but your heart will. It'll know it's something I have to pay attention to. I just left it at that, make it simple.
Okay. Well, very good. I would love to just keep talking, but I will call back again because I have another question.
Calling back to you, Aloha. I'll be calling to you, too. Okay, well, let's move on to the next show. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Thank you, BBS. I'll take a quick break and move back next hour for Timelines, PRQ Timelines. Thank you, BBS.